The Gemara in the search for the Makar for Shlichus by Karban Pesach, as part of the series of going through that, there's a Makar for Shlichus by Gittin, and then a Hekesh to Kedushin, which is our topic, Betzim, and Truma has an Egin, a Makar of Atem Gamatem. The Gemara brought a Mishnah in Pesachim. The Mishnah in Pesachim is on Daf Tzadi Ches, a Chabura She'ovat Pischa. So they sent someone from the Chabura to go look for the lost Shepsala. And there was a whole balagan because on one hand he found the original one, another group found a different one. They both shechted a carbon, and the chiddush of the Gemara is that whoever shechted first slept along the whole chabura to that one, and I guess the other one, the one that was shechted second, whether it's the original or not, just goes. I don't know. It goes. I don't know if it's chulin, but it was shechted with toys. There's no menuyim on it. What do you do with a carbon that has no menuyim on it? That will deal with him sachem. The question is, if you go through Masechta Pesachim, there are probably actually challenged, let the island find, many, I'm curious how many, Mishnais in Pesachim that L'chayra give a connotation that it works on Shlichas. Why did the Gemara quote that one? It's certainly not the first one. And we'll have to deal with that question. But Frekta Pnei Yeshua and Sefer HaMakna, even a more basic question. Why did the Gemara have to ask from a Mishnah? It's a first of Pesach. The pasuk says, "V'lokach hu u'shcheinoi hakarei ve'elov." So, how many people in the chabura? Minimal two. We're going to see later. This not so posh at a chabura of one person. There's a shaila if a chabura could be ganz klal Yisrael. But a chabura, let's say, the derech klal, assuming if you want that everyone should eat a kazai, is a chabura has 10, 20, 30 people, and one person is shechting. How are you going to be like? How are you going to be Yaitza? Must be Shlichus. So, Frag the Pneishu and the Makna, why did the Gemara have to prompt the Kasha of Eloha de Tanan? The Pasuk itself is before that at Shlichus. And Lamaisa, that is what the Gemara answers. Kid Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Vishachatu Waisa Kol Kaladas Yisrael, Vishachatu Lashon Rabim Kol Kaladas Yisrael, Vichikola Kashkul of Jaichen, Elamikan, and the Gemara says the fascinating Lashon, even the Shtarker Lashon of Shlichus on the Gemara say. But from the Pasuk itself, Pnei Yeshua talks about it. Among other things, he has a tzad. Maybe the Havman would have been that they shechted together. I don't know if that they did. You could have, there's a whole sugya, Shnaim Sheshachtu. I don't know if that's kosher, even a kosher Shechita Baruch HaTorah. But if the flow with this pshat, it's a cute zach. In this Mishnah, and this one specifically, there's a ride that that's not what happened. They split into two groups. They're in different places. And two different people shechted. So obviously, one of them shechted first, and he slept everyone else along with him. Not everyone was there to shecht. I mean, if you would have said this crazy thing, then maybe it's that they all shechted it together. But there's another hakadama also, that mavur in the Tshuvas Minchas Baruch, that many of the Acharonim quote. Is there a din by Kachim that the Bailam has to shecht? We talked about this, Shiloh. Harei, is it sad to say, and I can kemat quote you a Gemara in Menachas from yesterday, in Daf Yotes, Shlich kachim ba'alma loy boy shchita ba'bailam, which possibly can be quoted that you don't even need shchita ba'bailam. So what's the topic over here, Bechlal? Yesterday we said either that there is a din of shchita ba'bailam that can work with shlichus, or we said that no, maybe really shlichus, but a shchita doesn't need ba'alam. Maybe Karban Pesach is different. The Minchas Baruch wants to say a chiddush. Karban Pesach is not different than any other carbon. Karban Pesach also, you do not need shchita ba'bailam. You do not. So then what's the Gemara's Raya of Shlichus? It's a very big chiddush. But since the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vishachatu Oisei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, the Lashon of the Pasuk says that they all shechted it. And the Gemara innocently asks, did they all shecht it? No. So how can it say Vishachatu? That's a Raya that Shlichus. Shluchish Ladim Kemoisei. If I'm understanding the Minchas Baruch, the makar of shlichus from Karban Pesach is not a yisoid of shlichus that you really need a din shlichus b'shchita. It's just a diak of the lashon. The pasuk says v'shachatu, and it's not possible everyone was shechting it. So you see the concept of shlichus bechlal avoiding the whole idea of that you need a ma'aseh shchita. What's more, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that even in that story that the Mishnah brought when the chabura split into two groups, they're looking for the shepsala. What's taka the Gemara's raya from there that this shlichus? Not on the Shechita. Why? Because I just said, the Minchas Baruch holds, does the Bailam have to shech? No. So Bechlal, why are we in a spoil? It says, okay, they went looking, the first group that found it, whoever shechted first, check on the clock afterwards, whoever was there first, and you compare the clock, whoever shechted first. Okay, so what's the raya that the shlichus? From the pasuk we said it's because it says v'shachtu. But what's the raya from the mishnah that the shlichus? If you don't need shechita b'bayim, what's b'chalal the raya? Pnei Yeshua has a tzad, the raya is not lagabi the shechita. It's lagabi the minor. You have to be money on the carbon. And I think the ikarai is not from the original group. But what did they say? They said, go find one. And the other guy found a different one. If he shechted first, they all get slept along with him. Why? Who is mamana them? How did they get all nimna? Oh, shlichus. Shlichus. But not on the shechita. So it's a moira de gazach. The Gemara says, v'alohad de tanan. And did the oilam know how many mishnais there are in Pesachim that I'm avoid the shlichus? We have to search for them. But yesterday, Ba'arichas, we discussed that the Shlichas is on the Shechita. Yesterday, we went also into Parishal Aaron, and we went into the Machlokes Tais Rosh, and we talked about the Gemara Menachas. But today, it's taka what I'm saying. Let me even say it again, the Minchas Baruch. Let me say the most extreme Chiddush of the Minchas Baruch, that even by Karban Pesach, there's no din of Shechita b'Bailam. It's just the Lashon of the Pasuk. It's Medoyik like that. Right? The Pnei Yeshua is the Pashup Shat. Reb Chaim says that the Pnei Yeshua is Mechudish, the Kipshat of Minoy is the Pashup Shat. Yeah, Gevaldik. Where's this Yeshua? No, Menalan is on the what's it called, but the Rashi of Ahen Oichel and Imoy is not like the Pnei Yeshua. It's not like the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah. Unless he needs to be money on the Shechita. That's a little bit of a kvetch. Rabbi Elchanan has a different kasha though. Let's assume that you do need shechita b'bailam. Just humor me. There are 27 members in the chabura. How many people are shechting? One. Is actually he a member of the chabura, or it could even be he's an outsider? You don't know yet, but we're going to get to an adaf membei. Spoiler, right? You already saw it in yesterday's shechita and oidel me, right? You don't have to wait, but we're going to talk about it. But let's assume it's even a member of the chabura. How many person physically, literally, physically was shechting? One. Let's assume the din is you can't even have more than one. But L'chari in Lomdus, it's as if all 27 were shechting. Shluchas on Kamaisi, but it's as if all of them are shechting. Frekra B'chanan, so it's no good, it's not a good shechit. It's 27 people shechting.
But it's only as if, though. Why is that a question?
It should be as if the 27 people shechted. That's the kasha. One second, maybe that's the teretz. Maybe that's as if you said a teretz. For one second. This
27 people shechted.
Very good.
27 people shechted it?
Individual.
Individual. Individual. Okay, one second. Let's enjoy the kasha. Frekrabel Chana. How could it be Shlichos for Shach Tavai Zekol Kaal Das Yisrael? It ended up being 27 people shechted it. So the teretz is 27 different individually people as if shechted it one at a time. You want to hear a chiddush? You want to hear a chiddush? I look with binoculars. How many people are shechting it? What? No, not Lumbish of binoculars. What? 27 individuals. Okay, that's already an individual verse. I want to bring out the idea that even though on a... Ask a guy how many people were shechting it. Why should the guy be the problem? But that's not my point. But the point is that we first say that each one was under shechted it. I'll tell you, you want to hear a chiddush? If Reuven and Shimon together shechted a carbon, and they're not supposed to, and they both together had a mind of doing it as a shlichus for Levi. So it's just for Levi, right? So it's good. No, you know why? Because Levi, as an individual, shechted a two-person shechit. He shechted shnayim shasudik. It goes both ways. You could have an individual shechting a shnayim shasudik a shechit, but then it won't be good. And you could have a whole bunch of individuals all separately shechting and... Which kind of shlichus though is it? Yichasamaisa? What do you want to call it? How do you want to describe it? I mean, Kimoise Mamish is going to get a problem because this guy's becoming 27 people?
Yes.
Individually. Okay. But now, I want to come to an interesting ha'ara. The Tosfos Rosh B'Shem Rav Yaakov Mirlainish and the Ritva both ask the same question. They ask, why and how is the Gemara bringing a raya that by Karban Pesach it works with shlichus? Maybe it works with the din of Zechi, you saw it? With the din of Zechi, Zachan Adam Shleibafanav. Rabbi Isaac, interruption, intro. There's a din called Zachan Adam Shleibafanav. It's a sukkah later on in Achman Beis, and we're going to do it then. There's a shita that holds that Zachan Adam Shleibafanav is midin shlichus. It's midin shlichus. You're memana shliach. Sometimes it's such a schus, it's so obvious you want it, so it's as if you were memana shliach. If that's what they're asking, then they're not asking anything. The whole point is they're trying to say, maybe we could avoid using the mechanism of Shlichus, and instead we'll use the mechanism of Zechiyah. So they don't mean Zechiyah midin Shlichus. They mean, and we're going to talk about it on Membeis, there's a concept of Zechiyah midin Shlichus. Fregen these Rishonim, the Tosfos Rosh Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov Erlinish, and the Ritva, why can't you use Zechiyah by Karban Pesach? Now, someone came over to me last night. He says, Zechiyah, right, thank you, it's only legabi money. If a guy wants to be mezaka, a matana, a money, and you want to get the money to someone else, and he's not around, you could be zeich in it for him, because it's a schus. I would say, maybe not only by money, maybe there are rayas that there's schia, even not by monetary things, there's schia by geirus, and there's schia by various other sugyas and shas. But you know what? I'll use a key word. Zechia gets you the result. If you need to get something done, and you need a result of it happening, and really you should be doing it yourself, sometimes Zechiyah, someone else could do it, and the result will work for you. Shlichus is not when we're looking that the result should be for you, it's that you actually have to do something, or use your power, koyach, and either you give the power, or you miyachas the maisa. It's very foreign to me to understand, and in all honesty, how Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav is going to work by the topic of Karban Pesach. But can I remind you that by Truma, we already also talked about it? By Truma, who talked about it? That who says, one second, that by Truma, who talked about it, that maybe to be Al-Zachin? The Pnei Yeshua wanted to say that the reason why the Gemara quoted the whole Arichas of the Mishnah in Trumas and didn't suffice with just the first sentence of Ha'im L'shluch Yitzei Trayim Tarim Kadas Balabayis, because Mitzad, the first line of the Mishnah, you could have said that it works Al-Zachiyah. But in the end, when it went that he did the wrong amount, you know, there's a safer Pnei Shloima from Reb Shlomo Gansfeld, he also wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He says that the reason the Gemara quoted the whole Mishnah in Trumas is because at the end of the Sefer, it actually says the words Trumasai Truma. And we wanted it to say Trumasai Truma. It wasn't enough that it just said Toyrim Kadas Balabais. We want to have the Oisfer of Trumasai Truma. But what did the Pnei Yeshua say? He said, because Mitzad the Reisha, we could have learned that Schia. There are those that want to have Kedushin with Schia, that there's crazy cases that Kedushin could be Chalal Schia. And you know what? The Ezra Hashem, on Membeis, we're going to do the study of Zochin, and we're going to see when and where it applies. But again, and I'm leaving this as a kasha, by the way, the Tosfos Rosh Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov Erlinish, and the Ritva that want to apply Zochin La'adam, Zechiyah Lav Midin Shlichus, and apply it by Karban Pesach, I don't get it. If by Karban Pesach does it didn't mean you need to do the Maisa Shchita, how could I be Mezaki you, the Maisa Shchita? You didn't do it. You didn't do it. But you don't need the result. What? Yes.
Which would mean that it would follow all the dinim of Shlichus.
Then it would follow all the dinim of Shlichus.
The entire action is the person that was Zaycha, he did everything.
On Daf Mem Beis, when we get to Shchiyah Midin Shlichus, we can explain that Shchiyah Midin Shlichus is not about results. Shchiyah Midin Shlichus is really genuine Shlichus. It's the whole package. In Shchiyah Midin Shlichus, there's Mesiris Koyach, Yichas Amaisi, Yodhi, Arichta, whatever you want is there. But the Rishonim are not asking that. Shchiyah Lachas. Shchiyah Lachas.
Why don't we decide that those dinim don't also apply here?
That we're going to discuss on Mem Beis. The problem what I just want now, which we're discussing on Mem Aleph, is just one akuda that the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh Hashem Rabbi Yaakov Erlinish allow that Zechiyah Lav Midin Shlichus is going to be applicable Legavi Shchitas Pesach. I don't get it. I mamish don't get it. I honestly don't get it. They say Terutzim. What?
Why does Zechiyah Lav Midin Shlichus have to have more limited powers than Zechiyah Lav Midin Shlichus?
It's more than its limited powers. Zechiyah Lav Midin Shlichus, where Emunas Chachamim saying that it only gives you a result. If you want to discuss more about what it could do, we'll see on Membeis. As of now, that's all it does. It can get you a result. Someone has to be zeicha in a money or a geiris or an inyan. It can be zeicha in it. But it can't be that he did it. It can't be that he did it. More than that, when the Rishonim say the Teretz, they start saying that maybe it's not a schus because maybe he doesn't want to do it. He wants to do the mitzvah himself. Or they say, interesting, and that would be Geshmak, why the Gemara quoted specifically this Mishnah. You know, when they shechted, the two groups split apart, and that within a deviation of 3 minutes, one of them shechted first. So they all get schlepped into his chabura. Why? The fact that they also shechted the other carbon 3 minutes later, doesn't that show they want to be moicha, that they don't want it? Al-Zechiyah, it's too late.
I was bothered by that also.
Excellent kasha. But they say that if it would only be al-Zechiyah lab and shlichas, then even yes, delayed 3 minutes later, they would be able to make a macha. They would be able to make a macha, but dafka because it's working al shlichus, that's why it's able to work. But I don't know why Zechiyah is able to work.
In a timeline, he did it.
Right.
Carbon, and then it was ice carbon.
Lachar, whoever shechted it first, it's already done. It became their carbon. They're all part of that carbon.
And then they went and shechted, so now they were megaladas.
Megaladas that they didn't want. The question is if there's a shtickel Torah that in Zechiah there would be lamafrei and megala that it wouldn't work, but al shlichus it would already be said. By the way, it's similar to what we did by Truma when the guy deviated off from the 10%. That was the Pnei Shua's chap. Al Zechiah, it was going to deviate off, but now al shlichus. Because the Oilam asked on the Pnei Shua, even al shlichus, the guy says he doesn't want. He's upset. He's joking. He said, I didn't want you to give me the extra 10%. Vos retzach ha-mai. So Teretz says, if it's shlichus, you set in. And in Zechiah, not. No, you can't. No, it's not shy. It's like shechting a carbon on Tes Vav Nisan. There's one.
Isn't the shy when you're informed about it?
Those details we're going to discuss on Mem Beis. There's a sugya of Schiya Mem Beis. We said there's a sugya of Schiya Mem Beis. We're going to see. Zot the Gemara. We're going to move on and try to get to Mem Beis. I don't know if we're going to get there, but we're going to try. The Gemara says, and this is the sum of, and Rabbi say, please, this we should know, basics. There are three Makairis, Veshlichas, and the sugya, Gittin, Veshilach, Veshilcha, and all that. Truma, Atem, Gam Atem. Carbon Pesach v'shach the kol kadas Yisrael. Yesterday we attempted also to bring in parishal arayin. Let's put it on the side. Frek the Gemara. We can't learn out one from the other. Frek the Gemara, but let's learn out one from two. Frek the Gemara. Tesi chadami tarti. Where are we? Chadami chadu loyasi. Tesi chadami tarti. Hey Tesi. Loy nichtav rachmana bekotchim v'tesi mehanach. Learn out shlichus from gittin and shruma. Malahanach shekineshtan chol eitzel kotchim. There's a svar that by kotchim not. Loy nichtav rachmana begerishin v'tesi mehanach. Malahanach shekineshtan mamachshava. El loy nichtav rachmana betruma v'tesi mehanach. Why did the Torah have to say shlichus by truma? Careful. If the Torah was machadash shlichus by gittin, and the Torah was machadash shlichus by carbon pesach, you can make it tzara shavah to teach you that the shlichus by truma. And the Gemara puts up a white flag and says, hachanami. Yes, you're right. Shlichus by truma would have been able to be learnoutable from a tzara shavah of gittin and carbon pesach. So, the Gemara asks the obviously question that's mitbakesh. Ve'ela atem gam atem lomeli. So what do we need the pasuk for? And for the Gemara, and people misquote this Gemara, I want to make this very clear. Mi boile lichid rabiani, dom rabiani, atem gam atem, gam atem b'nei bris, afshalchachem b'nei bris. Now, a lot of people fall into a trap and say, the Gemara now is putting up a white flag. You ready? The Gemara is putting up a white flag and saying, what you said earlier that atem gam atem is teaching you shlichus by truma, it's not teaching you shlichus by truma. It's teaching you something else. That's an incorrect quote. In fact, it is teaching you shlichus by truma. No, the question is, why does Atem Gam Atem have to teach you shlichus by truma? I could have learned it out from Tzad Hashav of Gittin and Pesach. The answer is, and I'm going to say it again, the reason the Torah did teach you shlichus by truma is because there's a chiddush you're going to learn out, a knech, that Atem Gam Atem, that the Mishaleich has to be similar to the shlich, and just like the Mishaleich is a yid, also the shlich is a yid, and it's teaching a big yisoy by all cases of shlichus, that a shlich has to be a yid. Kacha, it has to be a ben bris. So not that we're not teaching you shlichus by truma, and that's why Be'ezer Hashem, not today, but in the hemshich of the sugyas, I'm going to show you dozens of places in Chazal where in Zaytik Gemara all over Shas when it says shlichus and everyone randomly says oh shlichus kediyala from Masechta Kedushin me, what would you fill in the blank? If I show you Rashi's and Rambam's and Mishnah and all over when in Zayt and all kinds of sugyas it says the inyan she shlichus shenilmad bekedushin afamal sheyalof me, what would you fill in? You could pick Vishalach Vishalcha, that would zichah be legit. Show me where Rishonim ever did that. Someone could potentially quote Vishachatu. And most places the Rishonim quote Atem Gamatem. And people get annoyed. Atem Gamatem is the one thing you shouldn't have chosen. At the end, the Gemara puts up a white flag and wraps it up and says no. And that's not true. It didn't wrap it up and say no. It said yeah. It said Atem Gamatem is teaching you Shlichos by Truma. Why was it necessary to teach you shlichus by truma? Because if I wouldn't have learned that shlichus from truma, if I would have learned that from gittin and pesach, so I would say maybe even a goy could be a shlich. It tells me for a third time, nachamol, that the shlichus by truma and a lot of other things to teach you the yisoid that a goy can't be a shlich, and that's a fact. A gzeres hakosov by all shlichus. I'm not going to stop playing a game now. It's only by mesiris kaiach, not by yichsam aisa. Blah blah blah. No, kemoisa yada yarichta whatever. A goy is not a shliach. A shliach has to be a ben bris. Frek the Gemara, a fascinating question. Halamali kra. Mit Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Nafka. Do Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, and Evan as a shliach, like I will get me at Baila Shal Isha, if she ain't a Torah, is getting the Kiddushin. An Isha wants to make a shliach like Kabbalah to accept her get. Who could she use as a shliach like Kabbalah? Nafka, a woman, or even a man? Jewish? For the record? Yeah, anyone else? An Isha wants to make a shliach l'kabbalah to accept a get for her. Does it have to be a woman or a man? No difference. Does it have to be someone Jewish? Yeah. Could it be an Eved Kenayni? Careful. An Eved Kanani is Jewish. He has a bris milah and he's Jewish. He's chayav mitzvahs like Anisha. So is he Jewish? What? He's Jewish. He's Jewish. He's Jewish. He gets shishi in shul. What? 1 second. Why not?
So,
no, there's a Rabbi Kiveger on that we're going to get. Excellent, Shiloh.
There really
a lady can't count for a minion either. Doesn't mean she's not Jewish. I don't get it. What are you asking for a minion? You can still get shishi. You can't get shishi. 1 second. The Gemara says, an Eved Knain, he cannot be a Shliach LaKabbalah for Gittin. Why? Not because he's not a Ben Bris. He is Jewish. So why is he not allowed to be a Shliach LaKabbalah for Gittin? Zok the Gemara, there's a new Yisoyin. Ain't a B'tayrus. What does it mean, ain't a B'tayrus? We have a lot to do. A Shliach could only be a Shliach on an Indian that he has a Shaychus to that Parsha. It's not for him, it's for someone else, but he has to have a Shaychus to that Parsha. An Eved has no Shaychus to the Musagim of Gittin and Kedushin. And as such, he's not able to be a Shliach. This Yisoyin. How could an Ish be a Shliach LaKabbalah or an Isha be a Shliach LaHilacha? They should also sort of be Eina B'Tayrus. The Gemara asks it in Gittin and says, we're very liberal about Eina B'Tayrus as long as you have a remote connection to the concept and a man has a Shaychus to the union of Gittin from the other end of it, and that's enough for Eina B'Tayrus. You're right, if there would have been a tzad that a woman can't be a Shliach LaHilacha and a man can't be a Shliach LaKabbalah, I would potentially tell you that it would be because they're not B'Tayrus. That would be legit. But Vaisa's Eina B'Tayrus is very allowing. Now, can an Eved be a Shliach LaKabbalah for Gittin? No. Not because he's not Jewish. What's the reason? Eina B'Tayrus. And the most important announcement of the day. What's the makar that if you're an Eina B'Tayrus, you can't be a Shliach? Crucial. A Svara. Not a Pasuk. I have to make that very clear, because the Gemara's Kasha now is asking, why by Truma do I need a Pasuk? Gzeres HaKosov, Yesoid, that a guy, flat, can't be a Shliach. Anyways, I see by Gittin that an Eved can't be a Shliach because of a concept called Eina B'Tayrus, and that is a Svara. And if you go back to Truma now, a guy certainly doesn't have Shaychus to Truma. We're going to soon see about that. So he's Eina B'Tayrus. So he anyways wouldn't be able to be a Shliach because he's Eina B'Tayrus. Why do I need Gzeres HaKosov that a guy can't be a Shliach? Now the truth is, you could have the din that a guy can't be a shliach by other topics, but we're not going in other topics. We're going by truma. We need that the gzeiras hakosav, that a guy can't be a shliach by truma, should be relevant, have a purpose, have a nafkamina. L'chayr, if there's a svara dikadin of eina b'tayras, why do you need the gzeiras hakosav dikadin? That is the Gemara's question. What?
What's a svara?
The svara is that avada a shliach has to be, you know, there's a whole shaila. Does a shliach totally lose? I really didn't want to do this. But there's a whole shaila. Does a shliach like totally lose his identity and he's totally morphed into what the meshaleach is? And that gets involved in the shaila. Could the meshaleach be dead, meshaita, and all that? Whatever it is that the shliach somehow retains a little bit of something about himself that he has to be shayach to the inyan. Well, I'll tell you really what Shragi wants to ask. What do you mean? This Eved is not B'Tayrus getting the Kedushin. But now he's a shliach of the Isha. The Isha is B'Tayrus getting the Kedushin. I was about to say he's now her. I'll even be shot for she's now her. But it's not that much. The shliach does have his individual prior identity before you put him into his shliach identity. And there's a svara, and I'm going to say it again, that a shliach has to be Eina B'Tayrus. Why do we have a crisis? We have a crisis because Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chasam Sofer and many Achroinim bring a Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Tzad Yivav. In Bava Metzia Daf Tzad Yivav, the Gemara is talking about an Eved being a shliach to do borrow something. I'm not getting involved in the details, but the Gemara says he's not able to do it because he's Eina B'Tayrus. And Rashi says in Bava Metzia Daf Tzad Yivav, why is Eina B'Tayrus no good? You ready? Because it says Atem by Shlichus. And Ma Atem, just like he's B'Tayrus, he has to be B'Tayrus. The din of Eina B'Tayrus is also learned out from a Pasuk. Fregen the Rabbi Kiveger and the Chasam Sofer on that Rashi. How could you suggest that? The whole point, structure of our sugya was screaming not that. Again, quickly, what did the structure of our Gemara do? There was a Gzeres HaKosav that a guy can't be a shliach. Frek the Gemara, why do you need a Pasuk that a guy can be a shliach? Anyways, it's a Svara that he's Eina B'Tayrus. Now the Gemara is going to get involved. Maybe a guy does have Truma, so he is B'Tayrus. We're going to have fun with that. But it's the clash, L'chayr, was Eina B'Tayrus was a Svara. This is a nightmare that Rashi goes and says that Eina B'Tayrus is a Pasuk. And you know which Pasuk? The same Pasuk. Aten. be similar to Yemishaleach. Now, we're going to flow with the idea that Avada Ein Evitairis is a Svara. We're going to do it tomorrow, but let's just theorize at least the Hemshech HaSugya, then we have a lot to do. The structure of the Gemara now goes, no, maybe we could salvage it. By a get, an Eved has no Shaykhs, he's Ein Evitairis. But a guy, careful, if there wouldn't be a Besunderadin that a guy can't be a Shliach, a guy would be able to be Mafresh Truma, and he is Betairis, because a guy does have Shaykhs to Truma. There's such a thing as a guy owning a field in Eretz Yisrael and being Mafresh Truma. The details of that are not on Daf Mem Beis. I'm not punting everything to Daf Mem Beis. It's on the bottom of the Omer here, but we're going to do it tomorrow. But the Gemara brings that there's a sheet of the Rabbanim that has Truma, let's see it from inside. It's Rechsal Kedai Techamina, Eved Legabe Gittin Shkoyich Delabar Hateru Huklal. Aval Oivet Kechavim Hoyal V'Yisib Truma Denafshi. A Goy has Shaykhis to Truma. The Tznan, there's a Mishnah in Truma, Sparagimel, Oivet Kechavim and Akusi could be Mafresh Truma. So maybe that's why you need a chiddush. Frek the Gemara, good. What about Rav Shimon? And that's going to be tomorrow. But Rav Shimon argues Machlekes Tanakam and Rav Shimon Trumas Gimel Perak Gimel Mishnah Tes. Rav Shimon holds a guy has no shaychus to truma. Back to square one. Like Rav Shimon, that a guy has no shaychus to truma comes out that he's Ein Evitairis. So if I were to ask you, could a guy be a shliach to be mafresh truma? What would Rav Shimon say the reason why not is? Because he's Ein Evitairis. So then I don't need the idea about a guy. So the Gemara, you're right. Like Rav Shimon, you know why you need a shliachus by truma? For a different reason. Sal kadai techamina hoyel va'amar mar atam v'le arisin atam v'le shutfum atam v'le patrupsim atam v'le atoyrim atam. I would think atam v'le shlichas nami. If you don't mind the mushel, there are some things that are not shlichasable. Anyone remember something yesterday we said was not shlichasable? Something that so inherently mamish needs the guy mamish himself that it's not shlichasable. What? Seder. Oh, Seder. Yes. Okay. Great example. Seder. Coming to Seder. That was an example we used. Yeah. Very good. One other example we said. What? Tefillin is the example we didn't say yet. We're going to say next week, yeah? Smicha of a carbon. There's a havamina truma is also in that realm. Kamash v'lon, that truma you can have a shliach. That's the structure of the Gemara. But I don't want to do Rav Shimon, I'm going to go back to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, if you want to talk about a guy, what would be the issues on a guy? First of all, there's a gzeira sakos of a guy is not a ben bris. Anyone who's not a ben bris can't be a shliach. Separately, there's a topic of Ein Evitairis, but that doesn't always clash. By truma, a guy is betoiras. A guy has shayches to truma. Else the rule of Ein Evitairis, he would be able to be a shliach. Why can't the guy be a shliach? Because it's exeris the cost of Ein Evitairis. There's a lot to do. I want to start off with an interesting question I saw the Achronim ask. The first Karban Pesach was brought in Mitzrayim. Who shechted it? Not everyone. Who shechted it? The shaychet. How did everyone else in the Chabura Yaitza? Shlichas. L'char, they weren't Jewish yet. How did shlichas work? They're not Bnei Bris. This is before Mount Tyre. Oh, so one Torah says they did a bris that night. Yeah, they had a bris, and it's called B'nai Bris. Avram Avinu, or maybe Klal Yisrael, once from Avram Avinu, already have a din of a Yidin. The Parashas Drachim says that already the Be'avis have a din of not of a Benayach, and all of that jazz, that's very nice. But I want to say another Torah, and it's a big story that the Achrayna bring from the Masas Binyamin. The Masas Binyamin, the Chuvas Masas Binyamin, quoted in the Shach in Chayshe Mishpat, it's in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, we brought the wrong one to Maram Kaimis, but there's a Shach, and there's a Ktsois in Kuf Peches, and there's a Mishnah Lamelech, and many Achroidim quote this Masas Binyamin. It's a fascinating Yisoy. Could a guy be a Shliach for a Yid? No, why not? What? Atam Gamatam, B'nei Bris. Zot the Masas Binyamin. A guy could be a Shliach for a guy. For whatever the topic is, in a guy is in Yid, a guy, Ben Noyach, could make another Shliach Ben Noyach. Why? I thought a goyim don't have shlichas. No, says the Masas Binyamin. Catch on. A goy, we have nothing against the goy. It's not that the... Okay, he was supposed to come in. He didn't. It was like a prompt thing. There's nothing against the goy. It's that you have to be that the shliach is similar to the mishaleach. If the mishaleach is a yid, he can't make a goy a shliach. But if the mishaleach is a goy, he can make a goy a shliach. Goy le goy, yay shlichas. And that's another teretz to Mitzrayim. No, the Mishaleach and the Shliach have to be similar, both ways. But if they're both a goy, then they could. Ben Noyach to Ben Noyach to be a Shliach. That's the famous Chiddush of the Masas Binyamin. The Mogen Avraham brings this Masas Binyamin in Hilchas Mechiras Chametz in Simen Tov Memches. I'm not getting involved in how Mechiras Chametz works, but one of the factors is it's a goy selling to a goy. No, I'm not talking, excellent. I'm not talking about Ein Evitairis. No, thank you for bringing that up. Ein Evitairis is a svara and it's its own system. I'm dealing with the din of Aten, that there's a din you have to be a, you can't be a goy. The Masas Binyamin says it's not about you can't be a goy. It's that the shliach has to be similar to the mishaleach. We talked about that. I was the finish was kasha yesterday. Now, Another important yesod. There's a Rashi in Baba Metzia and Ezu Neshech, and it's actually also a Rambam. Ribbis. A loiva is not allowed to give ribbis to the malve. If the loiva sends the ribbis, the money, to the malve with a goy, is he over the lava of ribbis? A loiva borrowed 100, wants to pay back 110, sends the full 110 with a goy to deliver it to the malva. Was he over the lava do rights of ribbis? Excellent kasha. One second. So you learned Ezu Neshech. Yeah, one second. There's no shlichus for a guy. What? Most of the questions just now with Zimzach. Yeah, okay, one second. Yeah. Rashi in Baba Metzia says that you're not allowed to send the ribbis with a guy. But it's Mashman Rashi, and there are those that are Medayikin and the Rambam also. It's the reason why you're going to be over, even though you sent it with a goy, is because Yesh Shlichus Lenachri, even from a Yid. I'm not talking the Masses Binyamin now, goy, goy. I'm talking about a goy from a Yid. L'chumra, we say Yesh Shlichus Lenachri. Now, you have a problem of Ein Shlichus Lenachri, I know, but...
Maybe it's not Shliach, maybe it's a mailman.
That's another excellent taina. The Jimmy in 66 says that sometimes... Jimmy in 66... that sometimes it's just a technical mailman, and that would also be enough for ribbis. But I'm bringing out the point that they say shlichus l'chumra. Now, Rabbi Say, I want to tell you another fascinating yisoid. There's a sugya called amir l'akam. Amir l'akam is that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do an avera for you. It's often quoted by Chilul Shabbos. It's not only by Chilul Shabbos. It's by all averas. But let's for a minute stick to Chilul Shabbos. There's an issur d'rabbanan to tell a goy to do malacha for you. There is, get ready, a source in many achronim, the Medayagin and Rashi and Shabbos, and many achronim want to say this, that the yisoid of Amira la'akum, why it's usher, is because we're being machmer that when you tell the guy to do it for you, it's an ave, it's a shlichus, and even though ain't shlichus la'akum, and don't tell me ain't shlichus dvar avera, because the guy's allowed to be machal Shabbos, but even though ain't shlichus la'akum, the gather of Amira la'akum, the gather of Amira la'akum is, it's a sort of chumradik a shlichus from a guy to a yid. Fascinating new concept in Amir al-Akam. You should know that the Chasam Sofer in Shuvah and the Beis Meir bring this concept. A fascinating novel approach that the gedder of the Issa D'Rabbanon of Amir al-Akam is because we say, Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra. Wow. The Chasam Sofer and the Beis Meir attack it vehemently, very stark. And their main time, they have a lot of tainus, but one of their main tainus is a fascinating thing. You know, for a minute, let's talk a mamish assume that there's really, really Shlichus by a goy also and everything. So you made a shliach. You told the shliach, go cook me some food. Go make a fire. Go do harisha. Go do one of the lamentes malachas. Now, chayra, since there's a lamentes of shlichus, you were sitting back in your chair doing nothing. The guy went and did the harisha, zraya, havara, he did the malacha. But the lamentes of shlichus, yichasamayis, b'shiris guy, is as if you did it. So the chayra, you were mechal Shabbos. So it should be yasser. Zogin, these achroinim, chasam soifer, beis meir, the isser of chilul Shabbos is not to do the malacha. The yesod of Shabbos is you have to rest. And, okay, what does rest mean? Just to sleep, and then get drunk, huh? The bitoy of resting is there are lamites malachas you shouldn't be doing. The not doing them, that's resting. But that's what it is. You have to rest. Now, if you were sent to shliach, and he did the action of chayrish, zereya, oifeh, mavir, tzad, whatever he did. But what were you doing? Resting. So you still didn't do chilul Shabbos. You can't be miyachis, the not resting. That's something passive. That's not something that can be, that's not shlichisable. So that's why the Chasam Sofer and the Beis Meir, be yisoid, want to argue, even if you want to suggest this interesting idea that goyim have shlichis l'chumra v'chule, whatever, but that's not going to be a hezber l'gabi amir l'akim by chilul Shabbos, which is interesting, because that's only for chilul Shabbos. Amir l'akim is by other averis. We can still maybe analyze amir l'akim by other averis. What? What about the minish shlichis? So they want to say a chiddush that even though there's no such thing as minish shlichus by goy, the din of Amir al-Akam was machadish that l'chumra with miyachus to the minor. That's what they want to say. That the chiddush of the rabbanon of Amir al-Akam was that they give it a minor. Let me give you another example where Rabbi Kveger was in the Mar Makaymus. Rabbi Kveger asked the Kasha. I can't. There's a Toisvis in Yuma. This is Rabbi Kveger was in the Mar Makaymus. Toisvis in Yuma. If a Yid tells a goy to make a getshkala, in a certain kind of getshkala, there's a special issue that it's also for the yid to tell the guy to make this getshkala. We learn it after loisasun. They play on words loisasun, teasun, whatever they play on the words. There's a din the yid shouldn't tell the guy to make this getshkala. Frek Rabbi Kiveger. Lachayr, if you told the guy to make a getshkala, so he's your shliach. So lachayr, it's usher because he was your shliach and he did it. Why isn't it usher because he's your shliach? Why was there a need to say a separate pasuk? This is an Rabbi Kvegedik style. Let that pasuk be a makar that ain't shlichus lenachri. No, that ain't shlichus lenachri. We're looking for a makar. Cut. Where do we know that ain't shlichus lenachri? Atem by truma. Frek Rabbi Kveger, why do I need atem by truma to teach me that ain't shlichus lenachri? If there's a special pasuk that the yid can't tell the guy to make a getshkala and he is under a pasuk, l'chayre would be asr anyway because the guy is your shliach. If they would be yei shlichus lenachri, that itself should be the makar of ain shlichus lenachri. That's how Rabbi Kveger asked it. That itself should be the makar of ain shlichus lenachri. What do you say on such a kasha? What? Oh, so one pella is l'chayre. What's the raya that ain shlichus lenachri? Maybe yei shlichus lenachri, but it's ain shlichus dvar avera. I'm bothered by something else. Just because you told the guy to make the getshkala, you didn't tell him with a whole dramatics on being mamani with a shliach. You just told him to do it. Just telling someone to do something. I don't know if that's mino shlichus. I don't know if that's mino shlichus. What? What?
Someone says same country.
No, that's a mino shlichus. But here, I told him to make a getshkala for me. Rabbi Kveger's assumption is the minute you told him to make the getshkala for me, that's a mino shlichus. That again, that lo yitzui, the din will be yei shlichus tanachri, will be asra shlichus. Interesting horror. Now, another connection, very important. We have, an Evan is a ben bris. And again, we already said from the Masas Binyamin, what was the said of the Masas Binyamin? A goy could be mamana a goy. The Achroinim have a shayla based on this Masas Binyamin. What's the status of a mummer? A mummer is someone that was kaifer in the bris. I don't know if he has a bris even, or he was moishek or losek, or he's not bikairis though now, and not shayra Torah mitzvahs. But he's Jewish. Al yidach mimenu yidach. He's Jewish. If he's makadash anisha, it's chal. He's chayiv in tariag mitzvahs. He's going to burn also for the bittul Torah of every minute. When he's holding a gimel of eris chamuris. But this mummer, what's his status legabi making a shliach? Could he be a shliach? Could he make a shliach? So someone wants to say an interesting kiddush. Let's say you have this mummer. And he wants to, they want him to divorce his wife. And they're trying to convince him to divorce his wife. So he sends a shliach. He wants a goy to be the shliach. Could the goy be a shliach? Could the guy be a shlich? What? Oh, so first of all, the guy is Eini B'Tayrus, but aren't you aware of the Rimagash that says that Eini B'Tayrus is only chasarn by shlich l'chabola, not by shlich l'aylocha? The Rimagash says that there's no problem of Eini B'Tayrus by shlich l'aylocha. I'm sorry for doing that to you, but there's no problem of Eini B'Tayrus. So try again. Could the mummer use this guy as a shlich?
Why is a mummer any different without a shlichus?
Because the yisoid of Ben Bris, the yisoid of Ben Bris is the mishaleach has to be similar to the shliach. Could a mummer be a shliach?
He's not a guy.
So it's a machloikas acharinim, but the Beis Meir and other acharinim want to say, even though he's not a shomer habris, but does alein that he's still a yid, he's able to be still a shliach as a yid. But what about fakert? But on the other hand, he's not. He's kaifer bebris. Maybe a mummer could be a shliach for a goy, and a goy can make a mummer a shliach. Masas Binyamin style. Once I'm trying to say chiddush. Masas Binyamin that already said that goy to goy. I'm now making three levels: yid, goy, and in the middle we're putting mummer. Yesh ladon. Could a mummer be a shliach for a yid? And could a mummer be a shliach for a goy? Now, the oilam caught me. I said, how could the mummer who wants to divorce his wife, or doesn't, but they're convincing him, how could he use a goy as a shliach? The oilam caught me, I'll say in a b'tayrus. So what did I tell you I'll say in a b'tayrus? The Rimagash says that any b'tayrus is only a shliach like a bala. But then they say, but he wouldn't be able to use a goy because a goy can't be a shliach. So I'm like, no. Masas Binyamin on turbo. Masas, we didn't say there's something wrong with goy or mummer. We say that the shliach has to be similar to the Mishaleach. Maybe for that, it's enough. Now, we feared
Isaac. The guy that's not Shemitah, it's just similar to the guy. He is.
A mummer. I don't know. He's a bad guy. I don't know if someone doesn't come to say they're on time. I'm talking about mummer, you know, his levels. Two very important things. One very important thing is The structure of our Gemara was based on the idea that Einoy ben Bris was Xeris HaKosef. But then the Gemara said, what do I need Xeris HaKosef? Anyways, there's a Svara Dikin Yisoy of Einoy B'Tayrus. What was Rabbi Kivager and the Chassam Sofer's Kasha? That there's a Rashi in Baba Metzia that says that Einoy B'Tayrus is also a Pasuk. The answer is, it depends how far away you are in the Einoy B'Tayrus. Over there, it was interesting. It was a case of borrowing money. Why isn't Evan even Einoy B'Tayrus on that? Because right now he has no money, but maybe eventually he will get. Azah Einoy B'Tayrus maybe needs a pasuk that you're not in. But sometimes, and the Gemara's assumption here by Truma in the Havamina, or a get, Lagabi Evid, Ishus, Kedushin the Gerishin, an Evid is so mufka from getting the Kedushin. In the Havamina, a guy is so mufka from Truma, that Einoy B'Tayrus is not going to be what's called. Now I want to raise one Moira de Kakasha from the Pnei Yeshua. According to it's a machlokes Tanakam and Shimon. This is going to be tomorrow shir by Truma. Does a guy have any shaykes to Truma? Anyone knows? Does a guy have any shaykes to Truma? Machlokes Tanoim. Tanakam holds some. Well, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. The details. It's not mamish regular, legit, genuine Truma. But a guy has shaykes to Truma, and therefore he's betayrus. What does Rav Shimon hold? Totally not. Loi Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, what do we need atam gamatam? This is crucial. What do we need atam gamatam? We already knew shlichus from Gittin and Karban Pesach. So what do we need atam gamatam? To tell you shlichus. Again, not that it doesn't tell you shlichus. It tells you shlichus. But why do we need atam gamatam to tell you shlichus? Like the Rabbana, what do we need atam gamatam to tell you shlichus? To teach you not a goy. What did Rav Shimon need it for? The Gemara said. No. The Gemara clear is, the Gemara said, you have no clue, yeah?
No
beard. No. To teach you, we use it as a mashal, to teach you that even Truma, which has so many other things that you can't do, you need mamish the guy himself, you need a meat. Freck Tysus and Gittin. The Pnei Yeshua brings Tysus and Gittin. It was in the Mar Makaimus. How does Rav Shimon know that a guy can't be a shliach? Careful. How does Rav Shimon know the rule that a guy can't be a shliach? The Rabbanon learned that from Atem Gam Atem. But Rav Shimon doesn't have it for that. How is Rav Shimon going to know that a guy can't be a shliach? Zok Tysus and Gittin. According to Rav Shimon, how many Makaimus are there for shlichus? Three. What are they? Gittin, Truma, and Pesach. Gittin is a Jewish thing. Jewish thing. Pesach is a Jewish thing. Truma is a Jewish thing. So if your sources for shlichus are from Jewish things, so that itself teaches you that a shliach has to be Jewish. A legit taisvis? Is it the Mar Makaimus? Frek the Pnei Yeshua and he doesn't get it. Like the Rabbanon. Where do you know shlichus from before Truma? From Gittin? And Pesach. Gittin is a Jewish thing? Pesach is a Jewish thing? Why doesn't that tell you that a shliach can't be a goy? The same way, ditto, Tosfos said in Rav Shimon that Gittin, Pesach, and Truma are all Jewish, and that itself teaches you that a goy can't be a shliach. So, Rabbi Nadal and Frek the Pnei Yeshua, why does the Gemara say, Lefiyam has come full circle now, why do we need Atem Gam Atem? To teach you that a goy can't be a shliach. Pesach is Jewish. Gittin is Jewish. Catch on, that shows you that a shliach is Jewish. Now, I wouldn't have said this for myself, but Tysus and Gittin says it, according to Rav Shimon. So why can't the Rabbanan do the same thing? And then, you know, what do I need Atam Gamatam for? So I want to say a very, very big chiddush. You know what Atam Gamatam teaches you? It teaches you the chiddush of the Masas Binyamin. Could a goy be a shliach for a goy? The Masas Binyamin holds you. How do you know that from? Because Atam says you have to be similar. If you would knock a goy because Gittin and Pesach is Jewish, and you would say only Jewish, so then the goy is out of here totally. Then you wouldn't know the Masas Binyamin's chiddush. Otherwise, this is my chiddush. That Atam Gam Atam is not teaching you that a goy not. It's teaching you the Masas Binyamin's chiddush that a goy yet. But that's an off-rise of a chiddush. Good.